Hey guys, you guys just came back from our sponsors. I'm sorry, that Bridget's action. No, not today. Okay, excuse me if I keep on doing British accent, but I did it again. Okay, excuse me if I do that, but you see what I mean. Okay, today we are going to be doing excuse that background. I can't. No. Nope. Okay. Excuse the background noise. You guys can see I'm more energetic from my last segment rip, but it's okay. We're back and we're popping. What's today's topic right now, but I will be posting another segment to contribute to that topic. But today we're gonna be doing today is like a topic day, so we're only gonna be talking about like school. Okay, so first I'm gonna like talk about like the academics, but then I'll get into the juicier segment, and then I'll talk about like the click, if that makes sense. But yeah, and I'll tell like a little story time just for you guys, but I will change anyone's name so that I do not get in trouble with my old teachers, and I don't get my friends mad, because I know like a couple of my friends listen to this, so yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, please follow or subscribe whatever platform you're on right now. Leave a comment. I'll link like a link that you guys can send me a message on Anchor. So dope. I put it in Rip's Rip's description. So go there but I'll link it down below right now, but it'll be down below, so like click on that link and then send me a message so that I can finally have messages, because this is like now that I understand it, but since I'm like about to go, but I explained that whole mess in RIP, so go and like listen to that segment. It's like kind of short, like 12 minutes, so yeah, but this intro is so long. Okay, bye.
Best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. That was actually kind of long. Excuse my goofiness right now. Oh my gosh. I thought someone was yelling. I be hearing stuff sometimes. Okay, I'm so goofy. Okay, so I think RIP is up by now. It's like 5:16, the 30th of August 2020 that I'm filming this. Well, this will be up like at 6 maybe, or like 7. I don't know. It depends on how lazy I am. Okay, yes. But when I film my podcast, I like to like get them up like that, because I just don't want to wait. Like, no. No. Okay, let's get into the academics part of this segment. Okay, I'll probably forget what to name this part, but it's okay. Excuse me for that. Okay, so the academics, I forget like the academics. So let's start with history, because that's kind of like my favorite subject. I don't know if it's with you guys, but like, my favorite subjects change throughout the semesters or like throughout the year, just because in certain like parts of the year, there are like tech tests that I do well on and tests that I do not do so well on. So it's just like when I get that one bad grade in that one academic, right? Yeah. And I was about to say in that segment, but in that part of the subject, I get really pissed off and I pick another subject for my favorite for that like part. But other than that, like, I have favorites. So history is like kind of like my favorite. It's kind of annoying that like schools don't really teach like Black history. Cause it's really annoying and we need to know it, cause you know, your girl, like, people around the world need to recognize that Blacks are Blacks and we can't change that and we're proud of it. So, period. Okay, sorry, needed a moment there. So history is one of my favorite subjects just because I know like all the questions like that. I do not study history. That's the thing. I can walk into class for history and I could just answer all the questions without like a study guide or something. And like as I said before, it depends on like what part of the like subject we're on. I might be good at some parts, but like majority of the time I'm not good at most of the parts because your girl does not study most of the time. I'm just kidding. I study a lot. My parents like make us study like a lot, but not during the summer. Not as much as like during the summer, but yeah. We don't study that much during the summer. It's like, it's very bad just because when we go back into school, we just forget about everything, but it's okay. But during school, we study a lot, but yeah. So history, it's okay. I'm not terrible at it. I can get like really good grades on that. Actually, I've actually never gotten a bad grade on history. Hey, sorry, my brother's jamming music. Okay. The next segment. I'm so used to saying segment just because I filmed these segment so much. Okay, but the next subject we are going to be talking about is, drumroll please, science. Okay, science is not my buddy. So there's so I don't like science, period. No, I just don't understand. I can get good grades on it, but I just still don't understand what we do in that class. Like I can laugh at that, but it's not funny at the same time. Oh my gosh. Why am I? Okay, I'm sorry. Feel free to laugh at me, but okay. It's like, it's funny. Like, I can, like, I'll be, like, one of the first persons to raise their hand, and my teacher is, like, fine, Daniela, like, answer it. Because, like, most of the people during science, they're not, like, paying attention because they're, like, playing with note cards or something or, like, doing something else. Because I'd be, like, miss, like, me, I'm right here, like, look at me. I'm, like, you know, I'm right here. I can answer it. Because I'd be, like, one of the first persons to, like, be like, hello, I'm right here. But most, when I'm not having a bad day, people could tell because I don't lighten the mood. And, you know, yeah. Most people, I can see, like, when I do not talk, the class is just so dead. Yeah, it's dead. People make really corny jokes, and it's very, very sad. No shade to my white friends, but sometimes I don't understand what you laugh at. No! They're gonna hate me. I don't understand sometimes. I'm like, okay, yeah, so science, no, not a no-no for me. I just can't wrap my mind around, like, the whole subject, because it's just very annoying, but math, woohoo! Okay, math is very difficult for me, like physically and like thinking about it mentally. I can't. Math I work on during summer. It's like a priority for me, like math, like I have to do it. No excuses. So yeah, math I have to do. Math, I get you. It's just sometimes I don't get good grades on it, and it's not such a big deal just because I don't understand it. I understand the concept of math. I have like tutors just specifically for math, and like they just only teach math for like certain type like times of the period, okay? Because math is not my strong suit, but I'm usually ahead of the class just because when I do like my tutors and my own private session with myself on studying on math, and then I have school math to add on. That's like a whole section of math I do not discuss with anyone, but today I'm discussing it with you. Yeah, math is like, it's kind of like my strong suit at like certain times, but honestly, I focus on math more than any other subjects in my whole entire life. Like, it's just always been there. And like when I was younger, I never liked math. I just felt lazy to understand it because I'm a very lazy person, but I have a very sharp brain and I can say things that people do not understand, you know. Yes, I do say stuff, but people do not understand. I have to charge this. Yes, but math is not my strong suit, but you know, it works. I do get good grades on math. I'm definitely improving on it, so math, okay, I'll give it an 8. But okay, next subject, English. Okay, so English. So before we get even more in depth into English, or any other subject, in fact, I should have said this before I even discussed this with you guys. I have certain time. Actually, I explained this to you. Okay. Sorry, that took like 50 seconds for me to realize, but we're back. Since I like different types of like in different like in different. Oh my gosh. Guys are still recording? Oh, I love you, baby. No, okay. Okay. Just forget I said that. But like certain times in the semester, I get like really good grades, but like certain times I do not. But like okay, so what the frick? Throw that tiredness away. Okay. Half of me in this segment is just tired and not like talking at all. But since certain times of the semester I'm good at different subjects, so English, like none of the subjects are my strong suit. I can't decide. Like I'm not good at any of them. I'm not like perfect on any of them. No, I'm good at like certain parts of the like subject. I was about to say segment, but yeah. English, I don't know why I get something wrong on English, because now when I think back on fifth grade and fourth grade, I'm like, girl, you shouldn't like studied for this. I'm gonna fill up. Ew. Do you guys feel this like when there's like a sustain in your mouth that it feels like you're gonna throw up just because you have nothing, like not a taste in your mouth? But that's what I'm feeling right now. Like it's like my saliva and it's disgusting. But Oh, I'm so tired. Okay. Back to the tension. Yeah. That's what happens. I do not like English, but English is okay. Not the worst. It's not the best, but certain parts of it, as I said, no. Okay. Try to think of a different subject. School. This is gonna be a long segment, but enjoy it, because I do not enjoy me talking the whole time because I'm very tired, but it's okay. I didn't even do that much today, did I? No, just sung all day. Okay, probably gonna play Fortnite, but let's get through the segment. But what was I saying? Ooh, specials. You guys might have, like, it's like art, music, library. For a second, I was like, wait, what else is there? Yeah, what else is there? Yeah, I think it's just those two things. Computers. Yeah, just those. But yeah, those three things. So I like computers. Computers, I'm good with. I've had like the same teacher for about like five years. So I love her. I miss you, Miss Rowe. Oh, your love sent to you. She's one of my favorite teachers just because I've been with her since I was like six. So my buddy, she is one of the best teachers in the whole entire school. I like her. People have different opinions about her, but I love her. Mr. Beck. Okay, Mr. Beck, I've been with him for like 6 years as well, and he's humiliated like a huge bunch of people. I know what story I'm gonna tell now. He's humiliated like a whole bunch of people. It's very, very, very funny. But like, stay tuned for that part of the segment. Like, feel free to like skip through this part. I don't care. But like, the story I'm about to tell is gonna be juicy. Okay, so yeah, he's humiliated like a bunch of people during class. But I can tell stories now just because I'm not going to that school now. But yes. Yes, he's made people think a lot about themselves. He's humiliated me. I think, yeah, I don't know what the problem was. Okay, so I think I was singing too loud. I don't know what I was doing. Oh, I was laughing. Okay. I'm gonna tell like two stories, like quick stories, but like maybe I'll go into another in-depth one. But specials are not my strong suit, but I like, well, specials are kind of fun, but I like computers, always get an A in it. Music depends on what his mood is. Art, not my strong suit either. She knows that, but my brother's really good at art, and yeah. And I know I have like a sister and a brother that's really good at it. My brother downstairs blasting music, and my sister, she just started art because I don't know, it just calms her down from all her anxieties and stuff. So yeah, she just started that. And yeah. Yeah, that, I think that's library. Okay, it also depends on her mood and what our class is feeling at that moment, just because everyone has an attitude on the day we're doing library. Honestly, I love library. Me and my friend Natalie love library just because we get to get the Little House on the Prairie series. Oh my gosh, I love that. I have to get Little House on the Prairie. Little House in something. I think my friend has that one, but I'm gonna get it because it's really good. And yeah, I'm gonna get that one, so I'm excited to read it. I was forced to finish the book, which I did not enjoy, just because I was reading the book at my certain time, and my mom said we had to read like three books each week, and I was like, okay, that's something like high schoolers do, but it's okay. It'll help us out. Okay. What else subject do we have? Science, math, English, reading and English are the same thing. Religion. I'm really good at religion just because my family is religious and I know a lot of key things. And I'm the best in the class that can do like the table of contents. Okay. No, not the table of contents. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st, 2nd Samuel, 1st, 2nd Kings, 1st, 2nd Chronicle, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joab, Micah, Habakkuk, Zechariah, Malachi. Okay. Yeah. If I try Matthew, Mark, I will literally die. Because I get stuck in certain parts of it, but my brother can do like the Old and New Testament, so that's good for him. I'm better at him in the New Testament. I mean the Old Testament, just because I'm really good at Old Testament, and Genesis is one of my favorite like chapters. But yeah, I like religion, really good at it. It runs in my blood just because my grandfather's a pastor, so I know. And yeah, that's it for the academics part of the segment. Let's get into the juicy part. I'm so excited. Okay, juicy part. Let me get my water. I have to sit you guys down in like a different position just so I can talk and drink water. Ow. Oh. Okay. Okay, let's get started. Oh my gosh. Shoot. Stop making noise. Stop. Okay. So let's get started. You guys can't hear me that clearly, but I'm back. Okay, let's get started. So I told you guys I was gonna do like story times and like the click kind of. So let's do the click first. So the click, here's the thing. This is how I see it in my eyes. Anyone from my school watching this in my grade, I know you. Sorry. Why is it so freaking dark in here? Okay. Yeah, anyone from my school or my grade listening to this, I know like my best friends listening to me, but yeah. Either you're a former schooler with me or like a schooler that went to school with me. You know, I know you're watching this. I know you're listening to this. this is what I see in my eyes as like the click. I kind of. This is what I see. So do not take anything to heart I say in this part of the segment. But yeah, this is what I see in my eyes. This is what I see happen in my eyes. This is what my brain suggests I do about the situation. I'm not gonna do anything about this situation. But yeah, I don't do anything about this situation just because I'm not part of it and I do not want drama. No, I like to be a part of drama. Actually, no, I like to absorb drama so I can figure out my own problems. But yeah, it's gonna take me hours to film just because I can't speak. But do not take anything I say in heart for this part of the segment just because I'm very dumb. And actually, I'm not dumb, I'm just this part of the segment should not be taken to heart. Whoever goes to school with me or went to school with me, or yeah, do not take this to heart because I'm ridiculously funny and I need this for my life to make myself laugh. Okay, just do not take anything funny. Do not take anything I say personally in this part of the segment. Is that clear? Thank you. Let's continue. Okay, let's start. So, the click. So, if you guys don't know what the click is, it's kind of like, it's not like a popularity contest. It's like people divided into certain groups. Freaking neighbor's dog, shut the frick up. Give me one second. Gosh. I need to stop. Oh. I'm gonna kill that dog. I'm just kidding. I love dogs. Okay. So this is what I see in my eyes. The clique is kind of like people divided into different groups and like named as jocks, white boys, girls. Do not take anything I say here personally. Just listen to me and just laugh about it. But don't take this seriously because I'm really, really funny. Okay, so this is what I see. So there's girls and boys, obviously, and basically, I'm not going to shade any of my friends, but it's what I see. So the girls in my grade, okay, so we have, like, the white girls, and then, I'm not going to say anyone's name. Okay, so we're going to call the girl that I was about to say Christine. Okay, so Christine is like black, but she's adopted by like white people, so she's kind of like in that crowd, but she comes to me and my friend, let's name her Spray. No. So there's like three black girls, me, Christine, and let's call the third one Maya. Yes, okay, Maya. So Christine and Maya are like Maya are like the black girls, but like Christine is kind of like a white girl kind of, but she's adopted by a white person, so she kind of acts like a white person and she's black. That makes sense, right? Okay. Okay, next we have the white girls. I won't like specifically name their names just because it just take time and I do not want to remember that many names. Okay, but yeah. Then I have my best white friend named Nadia. Yeah, Nadia. That's what we're gonna call her. Nadia. That's kind of weird. Okay. It's kind of close to her name, but it's okay. Yeah, Nadia, Christine, and Maya are like kind of like my best friends. But like I have friends. And then let's name the freaking girl. Let's call her Rachel, just because, you know. Rachel. She was actually on my podcast. Yeah, we talked about the Babysitter's Club. Yeah. Oh my gosh! Shoot. Yeah. She was on my podcast. I guess I could just say her name. Right? Okay, fine. Let's call her Rachel, okay? There's only like two people who's been on my podcast that I mentioned in the story. But yeah. I am so sorry that I did this. No. Okay. Excuse me, earphone users. Okay. So since we've named like those people, like we're kind of divided in that kind of situation, but we all come together as friends at the end of the day, and like there's no hard feelings and we're just like good friends. So yeah. The boys. Okay, this is how I see the boys, because I'm not a boy and I don't know what goes in their mind. So here's the thing. So there's just the white boys, the plain white boys. They're just plain white boys. And I feel like their leader, we're gonna call him Kenny. Gonna call him Kenny, if you know who I'm talking about. Kenny, he's kind of like short, but yeah. And then the mixed group, it's like a white boy, a Spanish. I think he's Spanish. Maybe. He's tan. There, period. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say. He's tan, and then we've got a black boy. He's the only black boy in the freaking thing. And he's Nigerian, but you know I'm, like, our jollof is better than yours if you're listening to this. Like, period. yeah, I don't think he even listens to it. Yeah. We're gonna name him Penny. Let's name him Penny. Sorry about the Ennies, but yeah. And then the Hispanic or the tan guy, we're gonna name him Panther, maybe Panther. That's fine, right? And then we're gonna name the one white boy Evan. There, that's it. yeah, so I'd say like their leader is like the Hispanic guy. What did I just say his name is? Penny. Yeah, maybe. Oh my gosh. We're gonna Oh, we said his name was Panther. I forget so easy. Okay, yeah. His name was Panther. Okay, so their leader is kind of like Panther. And then the white boys, their leader is Kenny. And then the white girls, their leader is like, I'm gonna have to like name her now. Is there any other like girl name that starts with Danny? That isn't Danny or Daniela or Danielle or something. Sasha. We're gonna name her Sasha, and then her little like sidekick or something. We're gonna name her Maddie. We're gonna name her Maddie. Overall, we've named everyone here. And then we're gonna name the Chinese kid Henry. There. Okay, so we're all in music class. Ignore all the other people in the class. We're all chilling, you know, chill. And like that's basically the clique. And that's like how our like kind of group is. But my group is Nadia and Maya. And then, what did I name her? What did I name her? Yeah, the other black girl. Yes, her. I don't know what her name was. But when I look back, that's it. and yeah, that's it. Okay. We're all in music class chilling. And then our music teacher told us, we came back from like a sort of break. I think it was like spring break or something. And we're all chilling. And our teacher asked us, what did you guys do over the summer? Or like whatever break it was. I think it was winter break. Yeah, winter break. And this is like when the pandemic was like still going on or something. And I was like, I think I went to Ghana or something. No, I think I stayed home. And people were like sharing. And then like that one Chinese guy, Henry, was like, oh, I went to China. And that's when the pandemic started. And then everyone scooched their chair back and away from Henry. And we like everyone laughed. And our music teacher was like, what? How could you? What? And our teacher was about to ask him, did you take the test? But he's like, oh, I did that last summer. And I'm like, boy, we're talking about this vacation. Do not know. So that was like a little quick story. Everyone scooched back just because we didn't want the COVID-19 and we did not want to die. So yes, that's it. That's the moral of the story. Do not tell false accusations. Just kidding, Henry. You know who you are. Okay, another one. Oh, this is the time I got in trouble in music class. Ugh, I hated this time. I felt so awkward and disgusted. And my brother made it even worse. It was just, no. Because I never get in trouble. Never. I can laugh and I can be about to die, but I won't get in trouble. My teachers love me. Yes, they love me. I do not get in trouble. But my brother does, but, you know, we're not going to talk about it because he's a boy, you know, stuff. I don't know why he does that, but he does. And, yeah. My gosh. Okay. So, we were in music class and we were rehearsing for a so-called concert. Oh, my God. I hate these concerts. They are worthless. I don't know why they do this. Do not take this to heart. Whoever thinks this is fun, it's part of why no one comes to the concert from my family. And if they did, I would not enjoy it just because I don't enjoy the songs. Like, parts of the songs are, like, good. Like, some of them are good. Like, one time we did Bruno Mars' Count On Me. That was, like, dope. I liked that one. But, like, the whole class ruined it for me. But it's okay. People were just not singing, or they were not doing it. They were not even trying. Sometimes I just wonder, why can't we just do solos? Like, period. That's it. We could just do solos. That's the end of the story. But instead, he makes us do groups. So that time I was in fourth grade and my brother was in fifth. So that time he did take English, but instead of English at the time, he would take like language arts or whatever. I don't know what he was thinking. But instead of that, I think he was taking Spanish or something. I don't know what he was taking. I think he was taking, like, English? Like, extra English? I don't know. Their class is crazy. But, yes, they took that. What else? Okay, and we're all class, and we're all supposed to be singing a song. What song was it? I don't know what song it is. And then there's this girl, Sarah, I'm gonna name her Sarah, and I was like sitting like a couple like seats away from her, and we were on the ground for no apparent reason. It's okay. We were on the ground, and me and my best friend Mia, we were singing, right? And then everyone could hear the girl. She wasn't sounding pretty, no. She was not sounding pretty. Like, everyone like turned at Sarah and they were like, what the frick is she doing? And as me, the stupid joke of the class, I cannot hold it in. No, I can't. I'm a joke of the class, but I do not get in trouble if it destroys my education. No, I'm not even gonna play with it. No, end of story. And like, she was singing it, but it wasn't sounding pretty. I don't know if she meant to do it on purpose, but definitely got me in trouble. And me and Mia start bursting out laughing. And then our teacher gave us a warning not to do it again. But me, I was like singing, 1, 2, 3, da, da. Let's pretend the song was Count On Me. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3. And it was like a group session with like both grades, and there was like 40 people in there at once, which seems like a lot to him and overwhelming for him just because there's 40 people. And I'm like, boy, do not play with me, because if you had 40 more kids, you'd have like 20 less than you would in public schools. So do not play with me. Do not. It's not an option. Just because there's 40 kids in this room and he's trying to control them, compared to public teachers who are trying to teach over 100 people in a class. He cannot argue. And he only teaches private schools. So he doesn't get that experience. And I was like, boy, do not play with me. He was overwhelmed. And he started yelling at us. We're like, boy, do not. And part of the reason, it's probably the part of the reason why people leave the school, just because he yells so much. But there's other reasons why people leave the school. But I already left, so peace out. I ain't clear, guys. I ain't chicken. I just think of what you down here now. Okay. Yeah, back to the story. He was just yelling at us, like, getting our... he was just overwhelmed. Like, we partly understand that. We just don't need you to, like, yell at us. Oh, I actually have a photo of us. Like, I was, like, in second grade, and we were doing, like, this chapel thing. And we were supposed to, like, sing in front of the whole entire school, because our school is like Catholic, and we were at the church, the school's church, and we were singing. And he also gave us attitude when we were practicing for that, but he got fired at that job, so good for them. They fired him. What else? Yeah, he was just yelling at us, and me and my best friend, I did not care. No, I was not having the best day ever. Honestly, actually, I don't know what happened. I was having a good time in music. Like, you actually know, I look forward to music, but then someone has to destroy it for me. Yes, that's how it works. People destroy music for me. Yes, just because they don't have the energy to sing it. And when we get back into class, everyone totally forgets that we had music. And I'm the one practicing it. I'm like, you can come. And then, like, the white girls go, like, can you stop? And I'm like, we just came back from music. How am I not supposed to be singing? Don't play with me. And we're just laughing, you know. I was cracking up. Could not stop myself. It's really bad. I turn, like, really red when I do that. I turn really red when I try and keep, like, my laughter in. And I feel like my head could explode if I just stop it. She was singing it in a, like, tone that was very bad. And, no, like, everyone was just focusing. I could not. Me and my friend could not. He started laughing. And then he stopped the music. He's like, do you want to go to the principal's office? And the first time he warned us, if anyone laughed ever again, he would send us to the principal's office. And he was laughing. I was laughing. And I was so pissed at him when he pulled me to the side. And my brother was like, "Hah!" And he was laughing. I did not want to talk to him at that point. I was so pissed. I'm like, can you not? Oh, actually, no. I wasn't with my best friend. I was with... Let's call her Mace. Mace has a twin, and she was, like, sitting across the room, you know, chilling. And Mace was sitting next to Sarah that was making the terrible singing noises. Whatever you want to call them. She was making the terrible noises. Me and Mace were exchanging faces, and everyone was like holding it in. And I'm like, honey, you know, you want to laugh, just laugh, so that we can all get in trouble and cannot do this concert. But yeah, I don't know if people did not notice it, but I did. Me and Mace were just exchanging eyes, and he was just watching us slowly. And I'm like, what? Do you think we have crushes on each other? Like, just stop looking. Like, go on. Like, bye. And he stopped the music, and he looked at me and Mace, and he's like, do you guys want to go to the principal's office? And I'm like, no. I do not have that attitude towards my teacher. I just say no. Like, no. I do not have the attitude towards my teacher as I do at home when I get so pissed. I get so nervous when they call me out. I'm like, do not mess with me. Do not. I just don't have the time. No. Now I'm questioning if I should post this. No. I do not have the time. He was yelling at us and stuff. He pulled us aside from the, thing. And made us sit in the back. And I'm like, I felt so bad. I felt like I wanted to change schools. Like that. I went to the classroom when we finished a stupid practice. If you should even call it that. I went back to the classroom. I almost cried. I'm like, I'm gonna change this. I'm gonna probably change schools. Like, I'm telling my mom this. I can't take it. Because the anxiety that gives me when the teachers call on you, like, do not do that. It's very scary. They do not understand. Like, to certain students, it's not as scary as it is for me. Like, no. Do not deal with me. No. Speaking about this gives me anxiety. Send me you guys' crazy stories about your teacher, because I definitely want to hear them. As I said before, the link will be down below. Let me know if you want crazy story times from our school. Yeah, I just did not like the teacher. He was giving negative vibes. So glad I'm changing schools. This school is way much better. Like, hopefully it's as good as they say it sounds. So, yeah. And this school gives me a better opportunity to get into Ivy League schools than my former school, which I'm so happy because I definitely want to go to Harvard University. I want to be the second generation of my family to go there. So, yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed this segment. And I'll see you guys next time. Let me know if you guys want some more crazy stories. Bye!